Hello, everyone. Welcome to New Genesis Wrestling High Voltage. I am the camera guy, and here with me, as always, is NGW head official Scott Cross. Scott, we are 16 days away from Melee in Muskuta 3.
I mean, we're getting closer and closer. I mean, we were over a month not that long ago, and now we're a little over 2 weeks away, so we are getting very close to Melee in Muskuta 3.
Yeah, and as you saw at the beginning of the show, the night after Melee and Muskuta 3 will be the St. Louis Independent Wrestling Hall of Fame ceremony.
Yes. Great night and to have some dinner, learn from the people that have paved the way for some of us, and get to hear some wrestling stories you may have not known about, is a lot of introduction to a lot of wrestlers that people may not know about that were here before. But it's a great organization over there.
Yep. And speaking of them, just the other day, they put out this wonderful letter here that they got from the Missouri Division of the Office of Athletics to the Independent St. Louis Wrestling Hall of Fame on behalf of the Missouri Office of Athletics and the Office of Athletic Inspectors. I would like to congratulate each of the following 2025 Hall of Fame inductees: Jeremy Lightfoot, Luke Roberts, Doc Lambert, Ace Strange, Mark Bland, Douglas O'Shea, Peggy Minder, Frank Reed, Ed Smith, Steve Sharp, Pete Madden, and Mischief. The office not only recognizes the contributions of these Hall of Fame inductees for their countless hours of hard work and dedication to the wrestling profession, but the office would also like to congratulate all members of the wrestling profession in Missouri. Your dedication to the independent level continues to drive the industry. Best of luck to the Independent St. Louis Wrestling Hall of Fame with your induction program. That is a wonderful letter to the Independent St. Louis Wrestling Hall of Fame from Timothy Luchtenhoof, I believe, the executive director of the Office of Athletics of Missouri.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it means, that they're recognizing them. That's awesome that they're getting recognition for that.
Yeah, and it's going to be an absolutely incredible night. I'll be there, and if you can make it, make sure that you get some tickets. It'll be an absolutely fantastic night.
And also, I think somebody from the Independent Wrestling Hall of Fame will be at Melee Muskuta 3, right?
Yes, they will. There will be a representative from the Independent St. Louis.
So if anybody wants to know anything about it or, learn about it, they can talk to them about it.
Yeah. But you know what, Scott? This is going to be the third Melee in Muskuta. It's kind of like the New Genesis Wrestling, WrestleMania, if you will. And our guest tonight is somebody who has been at all three. He's actually been around New Genesis Wrestling since the beginning.
Yes, yes.
Yep. And of course, we're talking about the NGW sound technician, Mr. Jason Heath. He's been involved in wrestling for about 8 years. He started as a cameraman for WPW and became the video recorder for about 3.5 years. Then he became the sound tech for WPW for 1.5 years. And he's been, like I said, at NGW for 3 years since the beginning.
Yep.
But you know what, Scott? I know that you also want to be able to talk to Heath about this upcoming show. So what do you say we go ahead and bring him on?
Let's do it.
All right. And, oh. Let me put you over in the spot of honor there, sir.
How are we doing, everybody?
There we go.
How are you doing tonight, Heath?
I am doing quite well.
Thank you for joining us on here.
Melee in Muskuta?
What was that?
Oh. Looking forward to Melee in Muskuta?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we are going to have just an absolutely incredible card on the 21st here in just 16 days. And, Scott, which match do you want to bring up first?
Well, I mean, it's so hard. It's crazy that, when we started with NGW 3 years ago, we didn't know that, now we're at Melee Muskuta 3. It's our 3-year anniversary. It's crazy to see what NGW has grown into. And, I mean, every month it's always phenomenal matches. But honestly, the one match I'm looking forward to the most is probably the main event.
The main event? All yeah. right. Let's give that a quick rundown. We'll be having Tobias Storm teaming with the new NGW heavyweight champion Playboy Double H taking on Chris Cade and Ricky Cruz in a tag team match. And this tag team match wound up getting made because, as I'm sure both of you well remember, at Madness and Mayhem, the it was announced that the returning Chris Cade will actually be facing Playboy Double H for the NGW Heavyweight Championship at Wrestling for a Cure.
Yep. And Phoenix wanted to make sure that that match actually happened at Wrestling for a Cure. So the match was made that Playboy Double H will not be defending his NGW Heavyweight Championship at Melee Muscoota 3, but instead he will be in a tag team match with Tobias Storm to take on the returning Chris Cade and King of Chaos, which, you know, King of Chaos, Ricky Cruz, and Playboy, you know, no stranger to each other, but Chris Cade finally, 9 months, finally gets his hands on Playboy Double H to get his hands on one step closer to that title that he never lost.
That is correct. Yeah, Chris Cade, I mean, he had to unfortunately relinquish the title due to an injury at the time. And so it's been a while since we've seen him in action, so definitely ready to see it.
Yeah, definitely.
And Jason, you have at least one fan in the crowd here. Bailey Ann going, woo, go Jason!
How's it going, Bailey?
So, Jason, who, if you were going to put money on anybody in this match, who do you put money on?
You know, I try to look at matches, you know, pretty evenly because I know everybody's going to put their best into it no matter what. And granted, you know, I usually kind of side with the villains, so to speak. I've always been a favor of the villains. But with this being Chris Cade making his return, I got to give it the edge to Cade and Cruz to be able to win this match.
Think they'll be able to, you know, pull out a victory even with PIT using their, as I call it, creative tactics?
I mean, sure, we'll probably see some of those, but yeah, I think they'll win it over on this one.
All right, and you know what? We actually already, right from the get-go in the chats here, we have T. Branson, a camera guy. He has a two-part question for Sound Dude.
Okay.
Heath, you are Sound Dude now.
Sound Dude, okay.
All right, let's see his first part. What is the best wrestling entrance from a sound perspective?
Ooh. From a sound perspective, you know, if you go in the full-on WWE, you know, on NWA and all of that in the world, you know, I got to go with the Undertaker's theme. I mean, there you hear that first gong, you know, whenever he was wrestling, and it automatically puts you into that mood. So I got to say that's got to be, from a sound perspective, the best one.
Yeah, there's very few themes that from like just the first, like if you hear the first second of it or the first split second, mm-hmm. you know who it is. You know, the Undertaker's yeah. one of them. Steve Austin, you hear that glass shatter, you know exactly who's coming through.
Oh, absolutely.
Randy Orton.
Oh, yes.
And then he also asks, what, in your opinion, is the most overrated entrance? He also says, camera guy and sound dude. That's a crime-fighting duo for the ages.
Oh, man.
Most overrated entrance. That's actually a little bit of a tough one for me to think about. Hmm. You know, I kind of almost, it just comes into my head. I want to say probably the most overrated, Val Venus's entrance.
Why would that be?
I just like, it got played so much and it's like, enough with the hello ladies, enough. It's like, goodbye, Val.
You know what, Scott? I'm gonna pitch that to you. Who do you think has the most overrated entrance?
Back in the day, the one that used to bother me was the Right to Censor music. When you hear whatever the heck it was, it's, and you'd hear it all the time because they'd be like SmackDown. They'd be like in six segments of the show, so you'd hear that thing all night long, and I was like, I'm tired of these guys coming out. It's just, that was one of the most annoying ones I hated.
And we also have Kevin V say, good evening, gentlemen. How's it going? And we have Marcellus Knight, NGW GOAT sound engineer.
Thank you, Knight. You pleasure me on that one.
So let's piggyback off that question a little bit. You know, you talked about the favorite entrances and stuff. Like, let's go to NGW. What is your favorite entrance you love to play that you know, like, all right, it's coming up next match, I get to play this music. Like, what is your favorite person to play music for?
To be honest, I think the one that unfortunately he retired just very recently, and I got to go with the Freak, Pretty Boy Floyd.
Yes.
That was definitely one of the best entrance music, you know, music entrance that I've ever had to play and had the honor of doing.
Yes, Floyd's entrances are phenomenal. You know, at our IWA, our sister promotion, when he comes out, we have it set up to where he has his own lights, specialty delights that turn on just for Floyd's entrance. They're only for Floyd because we only use them for Floyd. But it's just, you never know with Floyd, when that music hits, you never know if you're going to get the Freak Parade that night or if you're just going to get regular Floyd. But his entrances are phenomenal. And I'm going to miss getting to see that, though.
Yeah, you know, he always had, just from a sound perspective, the best song, because it had that build up to it, that nice slow build to where you had that anticipation that he's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got Dara asking, hey, Jason, who has the best moves in NGW?
Ooh, the best moves. Oh. Think about that one a little bit. You know, I got to get it up for Ricky Cruz on that one. I think he's got the best moves right now at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you're in kind of a unique position to be able to answer that question because, you know, you started out as a cameraman.
Yes.
You know, taking the still photography like I currently do. Mm-hmm. And then you went to doing video.
Right.
So you understand as well as I do that still photography and video are two entirely different things.
It is. It really is.
Different perspective for a still photography than you do for video. And I will agree with you that Ricky has wonderful for still photography, especially if you can get one of his awesome sequences, like when he does a back body drop. That is just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have to say that overall for still photography, one of my favorites is actually Playboy Double H.
Because I could see that.
Playboy Double H, when he either has a hold locked in or he has a hold locked into him, his facial expressions are bar none, like, fantastic. He has this perfect level of not over the top, but you can see exactly what's going on. And also those little glances that he does in the middle of a match, to where in his face he's conveying everything that's going on. And also somebody on top of that, somebody like TJ Kellis.
Yeah.
See, we have Kayla Marie going, "Hey, Scott." We have a wonderful question from Ariel here going, "Do you ever catch yourself dancing to an entrance music? And if so, who?"
I've caught you a few times dancing to the Freak Parade, but it's hard not to because it's so that hypnotizing.
Is. Yeah, that would be one. I would say just kind of throw out a couple there. I mean, of course, Pretty Boy Floyd's is definitely one. Believe it or not, got to go with Playboy Double H. I mean, right now, you know, ZZ just can't. Top. Yeah, ZZ Top. You can't mess with that. And I would say to kind of round it out, got to go with the Fam.
Yeah. Oh, we got Dar asking, "Hey, Jason, if you were a wrestler, who would you team with at NGW?"
Who would I team with at NGW?
We got Just a Savage saying that even Scott has danced around the ring before.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you can't beat him, join him.
Right, right. As far as who I would want to team with, which I know we haven't seen him for a while, but probably Savage, actually.
Yeah, Savage, you know, who we haven't seen since Forsaken, when he got wheeled out in a casket after his match with Preacher.
Yeah. Right.
You started.
You so got you started me. It. So you started it. Heath got me.
We're already at one. We got to watch it tonight because, you know, we had an unfortunate last week with Donde, who decided to interrupt
Sorry, guys. All right. Speaking of Donde, so I ordered some absolutely wonderful ties from one of our sponsors, Laser Monkey Engraving, right? And look at it. These are NGW ties.
Nice.
I got a series of three of them, but if you notice, I had to turn this one this way so you could see, because apparently Donde was in the shop that day and Donde was helping him out.
Oh.
And when Donde heard that it was a tie for the camera guy, he thought it was for him for some unknown reason. So the actual printing on it is upside down because Donde wanted to be able to read it when he was wearing it.
that makes sense. That tracks.
Yeah, that's Donde. Well, that's like Donde last week. I told him to head to Mascuda because for the Melee in Mascuda, he was in Massachusetts last week for the Melee. So, you know, you give Donde a map, he can never find it because you look at the map and I go, wait a minute. So you draw on the map. All right, here's where you're at. This is where you need to go. And then you look at the map and you're like, why is there crayons? What is that, ketchup? What have you been eating on this? And then you look at the map and that's why he gets lost.
Yeah. You know, speaking of, I had something. Speaking of Donde. I lost it. Oh, yeah. So I'm sorry. You've been there since the beginning. So, and you were there back in WPW. Was Donde back in WPW as well?
Yes. Yes, he was. So
I have to ask you, you've known and you've seen Donde for quite some time. What is your favorite Donde moment?
I think that would have to be actually when he was in GW already. I think it would have to be, deal with Herman wrestling as well. Because you can never go wrong with having Herman get involved in the match, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Herman almost won a battle royal, so.
Yeah.
And actually, Marcellus got eliminated by Herman in that battle royal.
Wow.
Oh. He tripped over Herman and got eliminated, so Herman eliminated Marcellus. So,
oh, I missed that.
Yeah, so.
Oh.
He almost won a battle royal.
We've got Reinhard the Hooligan in the chat saying, "You rock, Jason, and Scott sucks."
Yeah.
And Wade, I think Donde might be messing with the feed right now. I'm not sure.
Oh, gosh. Please don't tell me it's Donde.
But you know, Dara want to know how you get eliminated by Herman. You trip over Herman.
Yeah. I mean, he's built like a rock. Dude works out all the time. Mm. Like, always in the gym.
He's the contender for the Rock.
Yeah. You know, he played in that show, you know, NBC Young Rock. That was back when he was that was back in the day though.
He is a rock, yes. But you know that so we have Reinhard the Hooligan in the chat, and of course we know that Reinhard is gonna be taking on LVK. In Reinhard's first ever singles match and LVK's first ever match in New Genesis Wrestling. And when you're at the shows, you have a pretty high vantage. You can see the ring and everything going on. When we had Reinhard on, Reinhard was rather insistent that that was not him in the video footage that shoved LVK. I'm pretty sure it was. I got good pictures of it. What did you see?
For the sake of, you know, not getting my butt kicked by anybody, I plead the fifth.
You know what? That's the first time anybody's ever said that on the podcast. And we have Donde in the chat saying that Herman is not a rock.
Okay.
Then we have to know what Herman is.
I was going to say the same thing. It's like, what is Herman then?
Is he a Rolling Stone?
He could be. He did get arrested going to a Rolling Stone concert. I know that because I had to go bail him out of jail.
Oh. So back to LVK and Reinhard. What are you looking forward to that in that match, Heath?
To be honest, I think I got to tip it off more towards Reinhard on that one. Reinhard, I think, has a lot more experience in dealing with someone like LVK. Plus, Reinhard gets to pet that dog all the time.
Donde says he is a person. I can't argue with that. And we have Peggy Minder, one of the inductees to the 2025 Independent St. Louis Wrestling Hall of Fames in the chat. Hello, Peggy.
Yes.
Welcome in.
Hopefully Peggy will be at Melee Mascuda 3, you know.
Oh, I hope
always
she
good
is.
To see her. Always good to see her at shows. And we got Ricky Cruz, the King of Chaos.
The King of Chaos.
Hello, Ricky.
Donde can't spell the other word. And that's right. We need to give a great big hashtag thank you, Peggy Minder.
Yes, definitely.
Peggy.
And pay no attention to the cat on my chair here.
Peggy, an absolute wonderful fan. She supports wrestling all over the St. Louis area.
One thing I'm looking forward to with the Reinhard LVK, you know, this has been going on since January, that they've been kind of going back and forth, and now finally they're going to have their one-on-one at Melee Mascuda 3, and the talking is going to be done. And this one's not going to be a match. This one's just going to be a straight-up fight. And you know, Reinhard's used to fighting we're not used to seeing LBK. I've never actually seen LBK, so I don't know what he's capable of. So this is going to be interesting to see what I know what Reinhardt is capable of, but to see what LBK is capable of now. So this is going to be an interesting, I could say match, but it's going to fight.
Yeah, it's just going to be something else, I hope.
Yes, definitely.
And we also have Megan Nicole Smith in the chat saying hello, everyone. Hello again, Megan.
Hello, hello.
And then what else we got going? We got a lot going on Melee Mascota 3. It's hard to pull. It's hard to figure out what everything's going on because there's so much going on.
Well, we also have Jerry Morgan taking on Sid Holland for the Wrestling for a Cure Championship.
Yes,
NGW is currently first in raising of the money.
Yes,
for the Wrestling for a Cure, we have $848, I believe it is. And our co-CEO Phoenix Quinn has challenged the NGW fan base to get that money amount up to $1,000 for donations to Wrestling for a Cure from New Genesis Wrestling. And I think we're going to get it.
I think we will, too.
But that match is going to be...
Yes, I mean, you know...
It was... Well, so we had Jerry Morgan on the show, and he kind of laid down a little bit of a challenge to Sid Holland, and then we found out the next week that, yeah, it was going to be for the Wrestling for a Cure Championship.
You know, Jerry Morgan is... becoming somewhat of a belt collector. He is the current Ignite Outburst champion. He's looking to gain the Wrestling for a Cure Heavyweight Championship. But, you know, Sid Holland, he's not going to go down with the fight. Jerry Morgan has yet to be pinned or submitted in not only NGW, IWA, and Ignite. But, you know, Sid Holland did go 2 years at NGW undefeated.
Yeah, so... Who do you think is going to have the upper hand in that one there, Heath?
You know, to be honest, I really don't know.
Two phenomenal talents.
Yeah, sometimes it's kind of hard to really pick and choose because, I mean, you know, from my perspective, it's like, I see, you know, great wrestlers and it's like, okay, who do you really pick and choose? It's not as easy as people think.
Yeah. And it looks like Ryan R. the Hooligan has a question for you. He hasn't asked it yet, but also good point from Justin Savage is just this last Saturday, Jerry Morgan became the new IWA Productions light heavyweight champion as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Forgot about that. I forgot about that fatal four way. So now he is.
How do you forget about that fatal four way?
I've slept since then. Okay, it's been a long week, and my week is just getting started. So yes.
But and then well we're waiting for Reinhardt to ask his question. Oh, here we go. All right, two parter from Reinhardt. Who are your favorite NGW wrestlers, and why is it the Great Heathen Army?
Oh, great. He put me on the spot. Got it.
Yeah.
To be honest, I mean, I always kind of root for the underdog in a way. But at the same time, it's like you got your really established wrestlers as well. And one that I always look forward to seeing wrestle would definitely have to be Playboy Double H. And I always definitely look forward to seeing what the fam can do. But, you know, since the Heathen Army... has coming into NGW. They're starting to impress me, so they're getting up there.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of the Great Heathen Army, we will be having the Great Heathen Army taking on the fam for the NGW Tag Team Championship. which the last time these two teams met was in the first ever in New Genesis Wrestling tables, ladders, and chairs match.
Mm.
Which was an absolutely phenomenal match, which, of course, LBK became a part of. So, and that tables, ladders, and chairs match was absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah. I mean, Reinar says that LBK was the reason why the Great Hidden Army did not win that, because LBK did come in, because Reinar said he was reaching up for that belt, and LBK came in the ring, got involved in the match, and said he cost them the match. But yes, they're going to get their shot one-on-one with the fam. I mean, but, you know, the fam ain't the first ever two-time tag team champions for a reason, so.
Yep. And that match is actually going to be going up on the NGW YouTube page this upcoming Monday. Okay. So if you weren't there in person, you can catch it there on Monday.
There you go. Yes.
But, you know, who do you think is going to be walking out the NGW Tag Team Champions in that match, Heath?
As much as I hate to say it, I feel like we may have new tag team champs.
Really?
Okay.
I don't know why, just that feeling. Now, my feelings can always be wrong, obviously. You know, I just work sound. I don't have my own crystal ball or anything like that. Can't predict the future. But, hey, you never know.
Well, you know what? Speaking of crystal balls and predicting the future, we also will have our first ever, the continuation of the tournament to crown the first ever New Genesis Wrestling Women's Champion. And we are going to be having Lexi Green versus Cassandra Golden. And Lexi Green advanced first round after defeating Serena Black. Cassandra Golden got a bye in the first round. Lexi Green absolutely scares Scott.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
He's a little terrified of her.
But I mean, look.
I've seen Cassandra Golden in action at IWA Productions, but this will be the first time we've seen her in action at NGW.
Yes, we're finally getting to see this one. I mean, that tournament so far, you know, we're coming into the semifinals of the tournament for the women's championship. And I mean,
let me so bring far, up, this is yes. the current standing of the bracket here. We're going to have Lexi Green, Cassandra Golden. Then over on the other side of the bracket, we've got Shaza, McKenzie, and Nyx.
So now we're down to four. Now we're either going to have Lexi Green, Cassandra Golden, Shaza, or Nyx going to be crowned the first ever NGW Women's Champion. So, Jason, what do you think about, let's see, what is it going to say? I mean, I lost track of my time. I mean, what is your pick in the women's tournament? I mean, you've seen what we've seen so far in this tournament. Now we're getting into the semifinals, because now we're gone down to four. So right. What would your pick be out of the four? Who do you think?
I mean, because we haven't seen Cassandra wrestle yet, it's kind of hard to really gauge as far as how is she really going to go up against Lexi, of course, at this point.
That's true.
But my prediction, and I'll put it that way, my prediction, until I see how things go, you know, with the upcoming match, my prediction is Lexi versus Shaza and Nyx are both good. Gotta maybe give a slight edge to Nyx. That'll be my prediction for the final two. Well, and as far as awesome. Who to win it, I've always been a rooter of the bad guys sometimes, so I you know. I almost got to go with Lexi.
Yeah, Dardar agrees with you. Let's go, Lexi.
I mean, yeah, Lexi has been a complete powerhouse so far in this tournament. And now, you know, we haven't got to see Cassandra Golden, so we don't know what she's capable of in NGW because it's different, you know. But now that we're getting closer, it's getting more a realization that they're one step closer to becoming the first ever NGW Women's Champion. So the matches are going to – I think the matches are going to step up more than they've already been because we are getting closer. And it's always – you want to be history because you always want to be the first ever. Because not only – because you're always in the rule – you're always in the book as the first ever. So one of these ladies are going to be making history to be the first ever. And it's so hard to nail down just one, but because it's just been so phenomenal. Compared to last year, what we had in the women's division last year when we didn't have a women's champion compared to this year, it's just complete different. But I'm excited to see, you know, where this tournament goes.
Absolutely.
And of course, you know, it was just announced, I think earlier this week, that we're also going to be seeing Burt Candy in action.
Yes. You know, Burt Candy.
We don't know his opponent, but we first saw him going up against Navi Kai.
That is right.
Yes. And Burt did make an appearance at the IWA Rumble and did pretty good in the Rumble, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, he is an up-and-comer. You know, same thing with Navi Kai. You know, those two are up-and-comers. You know, I'm excited to see Burt back in NGW. I think he did really good in his match with Navi Kai. You know, another up-and-comer that I'm looking forward to seeing more NGW.
So now I got to ask you to put on your speculation hat here, Heath.
Okay.
Who do you think that Burt Candy's opponent is going to be?
Ooh. That's... You know what? Just for the heck of it, I'm going to say Dunde.
Well,
again, I could definitely be wrong, you know, but
Dante versus Burt Candy.
Yeah, why not?
Well,
that could be a good one
if he can make it to the venue. Yeah, that'd be a great that'd be a great match. Yeah, somehow he ends up always in my car. I don't know how. I dropped him off at Camera Guy's shed one time.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, I just dropped them off at random people's houses. I dropped them off at Halbert's house. I thought it was Halbert's house. Found out it wasn't even close to the town.
But we are also going to be having Manson in action as well. And, yes. You know, Manson is one of Preacher's newest.
Why? We were doing so good.
He's one of the newest disciples.
There you go.
Exactly.
He also currently has an unnamed opponent.
Yeah.
So who do you think that'll be, Heath?
You know what? I'm going to say Navi Kai.
Well, it can't be Navi.
Oh, can't be him? Oh, that's right.
No, because Navi is actually going to be competing for the Lightning Division Championship.
That's right. Maybe C.W. Graves.
Ooh, we haven't seen him in a while.
Manson versus C.W. That. Wow. I hadn't even considered that.
Yeah.
And Mance is one of those people that CW will keep pounding him in the ground, and Mance is going to keep fighting no matter what because, you know, he's being led. Yeah. And
well, I'm
not saying the name. Not saying the name.
As we saw at IWA Productions, I mean, Manson, you know, he gets beat down, he gets right back up again.
Yes. I mean, I think honestly, the more you beat him down, the stronger he gets. And that's a scary force to do because he may be a small guy, but he's got so much rage in him that it doesn't matter who you are. He's probably going to find a way to take you down. And it, even if it would be a CW Graves, he'd find a way to knock CW Graves down to do what he could, you know. But that would be an interesting match.
I mean, you know, something, something that's kind of scary is we don't have a Bruno Shaman on the card right now. Another one of the disciples. Uh-huh. We've got three of the, two of the three disciples.
Two of the three, yes. And you never know where Brujo is going to show up. You know, he just shows up unexpectedly. So that's the danger with him is, you never know where he's going to show up. He showed up in my car one time.
Was Don scared
the crap? Yeah, scared the crap out of me. Oh my gosh!
Dara wants to know who you think Mance is going to face, Scott.
Probably himself. I mean, he's just crazy out there. I don't know. It's just I think he don't care. I think he's going to pick a fight with anybody. I think honestly, he don't care. Honestly, I don't think he cares. He'll go to that ring and he don't care who he's fighting. He's going to fight anybody.
It could be you, Scott.
Oh, I hope not. I hope not. I really hope not. I really hope not. Don't get ideas. Like, you start ideas in Lexi's head about a voodoo doll, and then she's like, yeah.
Yeah. I almost forgot about that, Scott.
Yeah. I know. And she's going to be there. So, yeah. Don't bring it up to her.
Oh. You know, I also wanted to ask you here, Heath, you know, you, as we said at the top, you started out doing still photography in WPW.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, you know, dug around and found some of your work.
Okay, okay.
When you were doing, and I have to say, I mean, let's start off looking at this handsome gentleman right here.
Yep.
That is a really good promotional photo right there.
Absolutely.
and something that I don't think I've ever seen is Marcellus Knight in a suit.
Oh yeah. Yeah, when he was doing solo work. Yep.
Yep. I'd be remiss to say that these photos are from 2019. Is that correct?
That would be correct. Yes.
But honestly, I mean, like, you know, one of the most shocking ones to me was this one here. Playboy Double H, well, he was the WPW champion, it looks like, with significantly more hair. But I have to say, I'm also very... very impressed with your action shots as well.
Yeah, I really did try. I mean, I moved myself up in the world as far as what camera I used. And yeah, because the one I had starting out was just, I mean, it was one of your better ones, but it was a normal digital camera. And then
standard
I actually moved
kit
up.
Lens.
Yeah, it was already, you know, it's the built-in lens and everything. But then I eventually, towards the end, I did move up to getting an actual Canon T6 and, definitely had to splurge to get the 300 millimeter lens as well, just in case. But, yeah, that Canon really opened up as far as a lot of the action shots I could get. 'Cause I mean, of course I could just press that button down and then bing, 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 bing. Plenty of shots just taken right there.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And then nowadays, I'm not sure. So this is back in 2019 when you were doing the photos, right? 2019.
Yeah, photos as well as recording. By that point, I was transitioning to just doing the promo pictures only, because that's when I was starting to transition to going into sound.
So, and back then, I'm sure that, you know, as nowadays with the cameras, like my camera has a 18, depending upon what quality I'm shooting, it generally has an 18 image buffer for the continuous shooting.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So it'll have the 18 image buffer, and then it writes to the SD card. So if the buffer fills up, then you can't take shots for a few seconds.
Right.
What was your buffer like?
I don't think I ever got to that point. I just had a feeling for it. It's like, okay, just start taking continuous shots for a little bit. And then once I saw that the action was done, I just let up. So it was one of those things I never really got to see the buffer, I guess you could say.
Well, see, technology has kind of spoiled me because I splurged the money on the really high-speed SD cards. So the buffer isn't an issue anymore for me. I can just hold the button down.
Right.
No, but we actually have a really good question from Benny Cavini in the chat here. Sorry about butchering your name for a second there, Benny. But he asks, if you can get a photo of one wrestler in history, who would it be?
Oh, my. You know, got to go back to my childhood on this one. And going back to the days where NWA was really still out there. And they did a show at the old Checker Dome when I was a kid. And we're talking like when War Games was still in an infancy. Because you saw how the War Games had evolved where they actually had the cage around the rings at the time. Yeah. Well, they didn't have cages around these rings. It was just strictly two rings brought together. There was just nothing surrounding it except us as, you know, the ones watching the show. And the one that I would love to have a picture of, One Man Gang.
Ooh.
And I'm not as a keen as One Man Gang. But I did actually get to see wrestle that night.
So, Jason, what was your introduction to the business? How did you get involved in pro wrestling?
Well, basically me and Halbert and our best friend Adrian, we all used to have a podcast that was called The Hour Bomb. And we had been doing that for a little while, and a friend of ours had said, hey, you know, we should really check out this organization called WPW, World Powerhouse Wrestling. And so Jason and Adrian had been to one show prior to me, and I had went to, at the time it was the Test Drainer benefit show. And that was my first introduction to actually being able to at least take pictures for them. Not really as far as truly up close and personal, but at least from a little bit of a distance. And then they really liked our attitude that we had on everything. And they just kept inviting us back every show. And we always incorporated it into our podcast at the same time. So say like they had a show on a Saturday night, Sunday night when we did our show, we usually talked about that. And it just kind of went from there to where basically we all took our roles.
Now that's something we didn't have on your little card that you were also doing a podcast too.
That is correct. There was a show called Pardon the Interruption. That was the style that we had the Hour Bomb as. And, usually it was on a Sunday night that we all got together, typically after a pay-per-view also, back when pay-per-views were on Sunday nights only. Yeah. So we would be considered like our post-show to that. And we had a pretty good following of people.
So what got you into wrestling in the first place?
Always was into wrestling as a kid. Always watched, wrestling at the Chase on the old TV, and always watching NWA, of course, back then WWF as it started up and everything, WCW. But yeah, for as long as I can remember, even as a little kid, always loved watching it Sunday mornings, you know. And just
how do you go from doing photography and video into being sound technician?
Now that was kind of a little bit of a segue because we had lost Adrian after he had had a surgery done. He was on the mend from the surgery, but yeah, I kind of doubled down with my own health issues at the time, which still kind of deal with, but manageable. But yeah, they kind of looked into having me do the sound, and it just kind of really, I really made it my own, so to speak, at that point.
So what software do you like to use to run the audio for an ATW show?
Now that's a good question. Now me, a lot of people probably use like their Windows Media Player and whatnot. It's like, no. There's one that's better than that, and that is Winamp. It's like, yes, Winamp is still out there for those that happen to remember it.
That is classic.
Yes. I find with that program, I have my most control as far as moving, you know, the entrances where I need to, you know, setting things up. And I can easily add a song if I need to on the fly. So not a problem.
Yeah, because you can have a set playlist, but you can still have your list of all the music and just drag and drop.
Exactly.
And the equalizer sliders.
Yep, have that available all just right. In case.
So now I also have to ask, when you're playing the entrance music and everything, do you have the audio visualizer up? Nice old school.
I've wanted to, but I find that to be a little too distracting. I was one of those back in the day, because whenever Windows Media Player used to have that visualizer as well, it was always just fun watching the visualizer as the music was playing.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I need to keep my mind on the show. Got to keep the focus there.
Yeah, Dara asking, hey, Jason, what match would you want to see in the future? Either singles, tag, triple, whatever.
What match would I want to see in the future? You know, I think I would want to see Chris Cade versus Marcellus Knight. I would definitely like to see that match.
You know, Chris Cade and Marcellus Knight did fight for the very first NGW Heavyweight Championship, to crown the first ever NGW Heavyweight Championship. That was a phenomenal match that we had up there. I think it was our second show.
Second show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, when we crowned the first ever. And I mean, that match, I mean, they went to war in that match. And I mean, they brought everything they had. And yeah, I'd love to see a rematch of that one. That would be phenomenal.
Absolutely. Yes.
Because I mean, the first match was just, they brought everything they had in that match. Because of course, you want to be the first ever NGW Heavyweight Champion. So.
Yeah, so who do you think? Dar asking, hey Jason, when matches go, how do you know whose music you need to play?
Ah, that's a trade secret there. It's like I, as the music guy, I just know.
Well, I mean, you know the match order, I would say, yes, probably at the beginning of the show, but. As far as who to play at the end, you know, you just kind of have to pay attention.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like once I get that, you know, signal, it's like, ring the bell. And it's like, okay, now I know who won then at that point.
So let me ask you this one. You know, sound is a very important part of the presentation of the show. Absolutely. You ever messed up?
There have been times messing up, but usually we try to get around it as much as possible. I mean, I've had once or twice happen where the entrance music did not play whatsoever. And it's one of those things where I tried everything that I could think of to get it going to work. Still did not work.
Did you just grab a microphone and start singing?
Never had to go that far.
So was have there...
You played the wrong music?
Have I ever played the wrong music? Sort of. Because they typically want to try to have an order of things. And it's like I might have messed up once or twice as far as the order. It's like, who's supposed to come out? It's like, I think my biggest one was accidentally messing up as far as when Playboy is supposed to come out to his music.
No, that does happen. Scott. No, that's fine. That does happen. Cause yeah, I've been in your position for quite a while. Cause I did sound up there at IWA for almost a year, and it's nerve wracking trying to play that. So was there one like music that you played, like maybe somebody's music that you like, whoa, I didn't expect a reaction like that. Or like, huh, that kind of threw you for a loop. Like a reaction that caught you off guard, like maybe somebody coming out or like a moment that happened where you're like, I didn't expect that to go that way.
Surprisingly, I don't think I've ever had that happen as of yet. That'd definitely be a key word at this point.
Yeah, it's always yet.
Because as long as I'm in the business, it's like that word will always be there, yet. I mean, I may have had like once or twice where I didn't see a reaction, I guess you could say, from the people, mostly because they didn't recognize the music.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing is as part of a wrestler's persona, I mean, their music really helps make them. You know, that's why whenever I'll be listening to Keishi and it's like all of a sudden Sharp Dressed Man comes on and it's like, well, half expected Playboy to pop out somewhere.
Yeah. Was there anybody's entrance music that you're like, I don't know if I like this music, but I kind of like it. Or, you know, maybe it catches you off guard. Like, okay, I didn't see that happening, but like kind of works.
I don't think I have at this point. I mean, to be honest, most everybody seems to fit for their music. I'm usually more of a rocker type person, so I definitely like the hard rock type music that'll come out. So, but there's the occasional one that may slip through, and I just like, okay, yeah, that fits. Yeah, so no one in particular.
You ever been caught off guard by somebody's surprise return?
Oh. Well, I would say last show, Chris Cade making his return, and it's like they said, you know, hey, hit his music. It's like, okay, boom. Add it in.
And so have you ever had the opportunity to actually get in the ring?
As far as wrestling, no. But, of course, have I been in the ring? There's been a couple times to get into the ring. But not as far as actually wrestling. No. Mm-mm. I do not have the physique for that.
Well, if you weren't doing sound at NGW, what would you be doing in NGW if you had an opportunity to do something else?
If there had to be something else to do, I would probably have to say maybe helping out with the commentary.
Yeah.
I could definitely see me working on that.
You got a podcast background, so.
Mm-hmm. That's evening, Kenny.
Fun. Yep. Hello, Kenny. So, you know, I know that you've watched the show before because I've seen you drop comments down below.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that you are familiar with the fact that we like to play a game with our guests.
Just a little familiar.
You know, a game that I like to call. Shock therapy. Now, for anybody new here, the way that this game works is that we're going to ask our guest, Jason, three questions, three multiple choice questions. If he gets two out of the three questions right, he will win a prize, which is going to be a signed show poster for one of our live viewers. And this week, you will be playing for, and I'm sorry, I might butcher your last name, Kenny Galzinski. I really hope I said that last name right. But, you know, Heath, you're familiar with the fact that, you know, when we play these games, we like to tailor the questions to our guest and something that the guest would be hopefully quite familiar with. So thought about it, and, you know, with you being the NGW and WPW sound technician, you're probably very familiar with the works of other sound technicians, right?
I would hope so.
Well, let's see. Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Your first question. Which iconic scream has been reused in hundreds of movies, including Star Wars and Indiana Jones? Is it A, the flatulent cow, B, the Wilhelm scream, C, the screech of regret, or D, the yelp of Carl the intern?
Because I am very familiar with, especially like Indiana Jones in this case, I am very familiar with this particular scream, and that has to be B, the Wilhelm scream.
B, the Wilhelm scream, and you are correct.
Ah! gets me every time.
Which that was the Wilhelm scream, or if anybody isn't familiar with it, it's been used hundreds of movies. I mean, I think it was in one of the Toy Stories they actually did a play off of it.
Wouldn't surprise me.
where I think it was a toy that fell off a shelf and Buzz went, Wilhelm. Oh,
man.
All right. One down, two to go, but you just have to get one more right to win that signposter for Kenny. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Question two. What is the name of the low-frequency hum or drone often used in horror films to create tension named after a film composer? Is it A, the spooky toot, B, the shepherd tone, C, the haunted didgeridoo, or D, the goblin's flatulence?
That is also something I am familiar with and have heard quite often in those horror movies. And that one's going to have to be B, the shepherd tone.
B, the shepherd tone. And you are right. And that is that low drone that always, it has the illusion that it's always getting louder. But yes, because the way that it is composed, it never actually is. And it's that constant building that gives it that iconic tension. It's been used masterfully in, like, very notably the Scream of movies, actually.
Mm. Yep.
All right. But you have answered two correct, so you have actually won that signed poster for Kenny. So congratulations to Kenny. But we still have one third question in the tank.
Yep.
Want to go 3 for 3?
Let's go for it. Let's try for the 3 for 3.
All right. And your third question. What distinctive sound effect is used for laser guns in Star Wars created by striking a guy wire with a wrench? Is it A, pew pew plinked, B, the Death Zap Deluxe, C, blaster sound, or D, the space kazoo?
I think I remember on this one. I actually remember them doing a kind of like a little documentary in regards to that. And it was very interesting to see it actually in work. And that's going to be for the C, blaster sound.
C, blaster sound. And you are correct.
Yes.
3 out of 3 correct. That, you know, we've been doing really good lately. Most people have been getting 3 for 3.
Hey, we're smart people.
But again, congratulations to Kenny on winning that signed poster. Oh, got to put you back in the seat of honor. There we go. But, oh, you know, and I have to, I also have to, I have one question that I've been kind of, you know, waiting on.
Okay.
To ask you. And that is that out of the entire, like, rotation of everything, whether it be music that you play before the show starts or music that you play when the show ends, somebody's particular entrance music, or maybe it was, you know, as we just had there, a sound effect that you maybe have played before. What was the favorite either sound, music, bite, anything that you have played for a wrestling show?
Ooh, that I have played. I was going to say, if it was somebody else's, like, I know exactly the perfect one for that. But as far as for me personally, you know, the song I got to go with is Gorilla's Feel Good Inc.
Who do you play that for?
That's not who I play for. It's just during our intermission. It's like a lot of people really just kind of get into it. It's like they, I see heads bopping whenever I'm looking at it around. It's like, yep. Yep, people are still with us. We're good. We're good.
See, I do have like a favorite song that you do play in your rotation, though, because it makes me laugh every single time. And that's at the end of a show when you play Closing Time.
Yes, yes.
Every single time it makes me laugh.
It's like, yeah, the closing songs always got to include Home Sweet Home and then Closing Time.
Donde says he forgot the match. Who is Navi facing at Massachusetts Melee? It's not Massachusetts. It's Melee and Muscuda 3, keeping the tradition alive. And he's actually going to be facing Preacher for...
We are always watching.
This is your fault this week. You said all three. I didn't say one word of it this week.
Yeah.
Anyway, you had to get the third one in, didn't
Lightning
you?
Division champion. Donde
came on and said all three right in a row.
Yeah, last week he...
So,
thankfully,
yeah.
You changed the password, Scott.
I told you. I told you I changed it from 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 5, 6, 7, 8 now.
Donde is just cackling.
Yeah.
At that. Donde knows what he did.
I know he knows what he did. He did it on purpose. And I may have been the one who told him Massachusetts was in Muscuda. I don't know. I don't know if I did.
There's a whole state in the town of Muscuda, Scott.
I don't. He believes anything. He believes anything. That's the good thing about Donde is I told him that Muscuda is in Massachusetts somewhere.
Oh,
Hopefully he'll be there in time.
So see, here's what's going to happen now, though. You know, since now you told him the wrong state, and Donde is easily confused, he's actually going to come to the right state now.
That's what I'm hoping happens, because every time I tell him the right place, he always goes to somewhere else. So hopefully if I tell him the wrong place, maybe he'll actually end up in Muscoota.
The most surprising thing that kind of shows Donde, you know, can get confused about things. He did send you to the eye doctor.
Eye doctor, yeah.
Right.
iPhone doctor. Cost me $975.
I really hope he's talking about Mexico, Missouri.
I would hope so, too.
I hope so.
Says he's smart in that. I'm crossing Mexico border now. I really hope it's Mexico, Missouri.
Well, last time I thought we were going to Mexico, Missouri, we actually ended up in Mexico, so I don't know.
But Heath, now I have to ask, you know, you brought it up. What was the favorite sound that somebody else did?
Favorite sound that somebody else did was the Price is Right wrong sound. That particular sound.
Yeah.
Adrian used to love playing that against Playboy Double H. And boy, did Playboy Double H get a rile out of it, too.
When would he play that?
When would he not play it? I'll put it that way. Typically, it was whenever Playboy was talking, but yes.
Okay, so I have a suggestion. Just because I like funny things, and I think that would be funny. So, if during, you know, the match with Playboy and Tobias going up against the returning Chris Kane, King Chaos, Ricky Cruz, if, like, say, you know, for example, Scott is the referee for that match, and Scott gets just a two count completed, I just think it'd be funny for you to play that now.
I'll have to talk about it, but
are you trying to get Heath killed? Because if he plays that, you know, PYT is going to be up there jumping his butt for what he's doing up there. So
yeah, because we did retire that sound, so to speak. So yeah, to kind of play it now, it's like, that would have to be discussed whether that would be allowed again. Because that was definitely an Adrian thing on that one.
Oh, you sounds like he was a great sound technician, though.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
But, you know, actually, you know, speaking of PYT, I'm also going to bring up this picture here again. Because, and that's mainly because, I got to say, in this photo, Virgil looks absolutely stunning. He's got the jacket, the hat, and everything.
Yeah, that good old pink fedora.
Yeah, that's just, and that's a look that I don't think I have seen him worn.
It has been a hot minute.
Yeah, I think that he needs to bring that back.
Go for it.
That could be pretty awesome. Because he looks good in that getup.
Yep.
And also, you know, Marcellus needs to bring this back too. Because again, he looks good in that getup.
Yes.
But Jason, you know, I want to thank you so much for being on the podcast here with us tonight. You know, it's great to be able to talk with and really shine the light on somebody in NGW who doesn't really get much attention, but is an essential part of the presentation, an essential part of the show. And we're very lucky to have you as the NGW head sound technician.
It's my pleasure and honor to actually be able to do that for you for every single show.
Yeah. Scott, did you have any final questions or anything for Heath tonight?
I mean, no, I think I'm good. I mean, I'm excited to see you. Like I said, I'm so happy that, you know, it's crazy that 3 years we've been doing this with NGW, and, you know, we're coming up on 3 years, and it just seems like we're just getting started.
Absolutely.
I mean, I cannot wait to see what the future holds for NGW. I'm glad that, you know, you're the one, you're the MC, you know, you keep the show going, you know, and, you know, you are a crucial part of the show because, you know, without sound, we don't have no entrances. So, you know, looking forward to, you know, Melee Mosquito, you know, looking forward to, you know, whatever we have in NGW. So,
yep. Many more shows to come.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And we'll be glad to see you on the 21st and hear your work.
Yep, I will be there.
Astain, but again, thank you very much for joining us tonight, Heath. You have a wonderful day, and we will see you on the 21st, sir.
All right. You all have a great night as well.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Well, that was a great one, Scott.
Yes, it was fun. You know, absolutely. You know, it's always, we always bring on wrestlers, but it's always great to bring on somebody who doesn't get the recognition that they deserve for all the hard work that they've done. You know, he's been with us for since day one in NGW, and, you know, he is a crucial part, and it's always fun to bring somebody on the podcast. So it was a good show.
Yeah, it's always fun to be able to talk to somebody about their craft. And why, thank again, Heath, for coming on with us here tonight. I want to thank everybody for joining us here tonight. Yeah, I just want to, you know, thank our wonderful sponsors. We have Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique, Laser Monkey Engraving, the creator of this wonderful tie, and the Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon, Illinois. And Scott, did you have anything else before we go for the evening?
Nope.
And, you know, we actually will have a little bit of an announcement here after the show in regards to our guest next week, and a little bit of a preview of a little bit of a longer video package that we're working on. So I want to say thank you to everybody for joining us, and we will see you again next week.
To crown a champion is to carve a name into the walls of history. Lexi Green conjures fire. Cassandra Golden delivers unshakable power.
So Lexi's what we used to call a spark plug. Quick, fearless, all heart. She don't back down, and she don't burn out. Last round, she took down Serena Black in a match that left scorch marks on the canvas. Lexi's got that wild energy, that witch's intuition. She sees the openings before they're there. But Cassandra? Cassandra Golden is a storm in boots. She's strength, plain and simple. Didn't need to fight in the first round, got a bye. Which means this is the first time NGW fans are going to see her up close. And I promise you, they ain't ready. These women aren't just fighting for a title. They're fighting for their place in NGW's legacy. One's already proven she belongs. The other, she's about to make one hell of a first impression. The bell rings, and what follows is less a match and more a reckoning.